Good morning. It is 7:50 on the Finger Lakes Morning News, and here we are in September. Hard to believe. And for those of you who are enjoying the lakes in this late summer and into the early fall on your boats or whatever watercraft you may own, believe it or not, it's time to start thinking about perhaps getting ready to get those watercraft ready for winter. And here to give us all the ins and outs of doing that is Dave White from the New York Sea Grant. Dave, good morning. And like I said, it's hard to believe that already it's time to start thinking about storing the boats and the jet skis and everything else for wintertime.
Good morning. Good morning. It is, but I have to start with this concept for folks because I'm now a proponent of this. So as opposed to the official end of summer being Labor Day, I am now lobbying for the unofficial end of summer to be Columbus Day.
Why not shoot, so for, Thanksgiving?
We're getting an extra 5 or 6 weeks into summer. So really good topic to talk about, getting your boat ready for winter and thinking about it, because we need to think about it now to make plans, because it's going to be a busy fall put-away season. But let's keep thinking about keeping the boats out and keeping them on the water and having those great daycations and staycations right here in the Finger Lakes area with our families. So I'm now a proponent that the unofficial end of summer is Columbus Day.
Well, let's hope so, because we've already had snow out west, and we know that every once in a while we get snow early here in the Finger Lakes area. So we'll hope that Columbus Day is even early, and as I said, maybe we can even stretch it out to Thanksgiving. Who knows? But talk about the importance of properly storing your boat, and I, not being a boater, I would suspect that a lot of that is important too, because of the issue of the harmful algal blooms and the transferring of weeds from one body of water to another. The clean and drain concept is really important when you are getting ready to put the boat away for the winter season.
It really is. All of that comes into play, and that's where it's really important now for folks to be thinking about it, because the boating business, as you know, we both know, has just been huge this year. A lot of folks have come into the family of boating, and we want to welcome them in. And a lot of those new boaters now really need to think about what they're going to do with their boat over winter. Are they going to be a DIY boater and winterize it themselves? Or are they going to really contact one of our, you know, great local boat service, you know, and marina operations to say, hey, I need help with my winterization? I think a lot of folks need to remember, you know, if you're in a development that has an HOA, a lot of those restrict storing boats on site. So you may need to have a storage space for it, either, you know, with a marine facility on site at a marina with shrink wrap, or, you know, a storage unit area that a lot of times will have areas that you can store boats and RVs. But now is the time to make plans for that, because boating has just blossomed here in the Finger Lakes area. So we really need to be making those plans now, regardless of when you're going to put your boat away. And, you know, we've kidded about, you know, Columbus Day, Thanksgiving. Regardless of when, you need to make those plans now, because a lot of places are filling up if you're going to use, you know, a local facility to do that. If you're a DIY, new boater, or you've been in the boating business a long time, it's really about prepping for spring is how I like to look at it. Because when spring comes, you want to have your boat ready to go. It's been winterized well, you've gotten all the water out, you've winterized your engine, be it an outboard, inboard, outboard, inboard, whatever it might be, so that come spring, you're ready to go and you don't have damage that's occurred over the winter. Because of our winters, you can have a lot of mildew damage, you can have a lot of engine damage if you're not properly prepared.
And of course, the bigger the boat, the bigger the problems.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, a lot of boaters like to do this. And, you know, the nice thing with, the internet, you can now go online and watch videos for do-it-yourselfers. And definitely check your manufacturer instructions on winterizing your engine. All engine manufacturers are a little different. So those are the kind of things you want to check. Because also, if you're a DIY and you don't do it correctly, it's not going to be covered by either insurance or other things. So, you know, and I will personally say to you, my boat, I have had winterized by a facility since I bought it back in the 80s. In 1 year, they did not winterize it properly. They had an individual that left a couple of steps out, And they had to replace the engine in my boat because they had done it. So there's also, you know, that side that says if you're not really sure about the DIY, you know, doing it with a local facility, they, you know, they guarantee their work that come spring when you turn the key, it's going to start and, you know, have been protected for the winter. So you have to balance all of that out because a boat is a major investment as well. I also like to remind people, make sure you're getting all of the water out of your kayak, your canoe, because those have a lot of little hiding spots. So make sure you're sponging the water out, disposing of it properly, to make sure you're not going to have any ice damage to your paddle craft over winter when that water freezes in and possibly cracks something or develops a leak.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. That is for certain. For those who are new to boating this year and maybe prepping their winterization for the first time, is there a central online area where they can get information, or are they pretty much on their own trying to find, as you say, a service area or a boat shop that will do it for them?
Both. I mean, there's a lot of the service shops. They're open. They're anxious to help you out. They want to be a partner with you. But if you do want to do, you know, a DIY, you know, there are several good videos on YouTube. Again, you want to make sure if you're going to go in that direction that you really, you know, focus on the manufacturer of your specific engine or boat type to make sure you're, you know, covering all of the bases. The two websites I send everybody to because they're just great is Boat US and Discover Boating. Both of them have wonderful resources on winterizing your boat. You know, and again, they'll go right down through the checklist. There's some great checklists on both of them. So the checklist that you get off those will remind you, you know, pull the plug, where do you hide the plug, you know, making sure it's drained, making sure you've taken care of any invasive species. You don't want to have them overwintering because, again, if you're not opening your boat until, say, next May and you have some invasive species on there that have grown over the winter and into fall because we still have warm enough weather. So you're absolutely right. The invasive species issue comes in as well to make sure winterizing well will also protect your boat from any impact of any of our invasive species over the winter that may cause damage as well. So great opportunity for the DIY folks, but there's a lot of resources out there that can help them. But be very thorough when you're doing it.
Well, great information as always, Dave, and we appreciate it. And hopefully you'll get a lot more use out of your watercraft between now and the time the first snow falls. And we appreciate it as always, and hope to talk to you again soon.